Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
My take on it with Your Angelic Karma. It is still Thursday, July 15th, and muy buenas tardes, bienvenido de regreso of My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. Now, this is the question. It's quite funny, most definitely lighten up the energy. A little bit different than I usually talk about, you know, here on the podcast. I'm trying to light the energy up a little bit and talk to you all the way that I would be talking to my sister like that. So the question is, si pero delante de tu pareja lo han hecho delante de ti, tiene un acuerdo de perros. Do you all? Which is quite funny. Now it is, do married couples, for you all, routinely fart around each other? What's a typical farting policy in a marriage? How do you bring up that conversation with your spouse? I don't like the word farting. I say pass gas. That's what I say. Some people call it breaking wind. I call it like pass gas, things like that. Like who passed gas or like that? That's what I call it. So I don't like that F word, the farting word, though I'm saying it here specifically. And I'm usually around men that have said it, like saying farting. So this is what the word on the street is. Those of you that are married or you're living in the house with someone, I'm going to say pass gas. Do you pass gas in front of them? Do they pass gas in front of you? Did you all talk about that before you moved in with one another? Did you all talk about that before you got married? Not that it would make or break the marriage or call the marriage off, or you are saying, well, because we can't agree on how we pass gas and if we should be passing it in front of one another, we're not moving in together. But did you discuss those types of things, or did you not? And then you all of a sudden, it'll usually happen when I feel that usually if people in their sleep is when they're going to be passing the most gas, most definitely. Some men don't care. Some men do not care. They just let it go. They let it rip. It could be passing gas for them, because just like the other way of passing gas through your mouth, which is burping, like that. So this is the word on the street. Anonymous states, I'm going to go anonymous on this one to avoid any possibility of embarrassment to my significant other person in this marriage. I think that this is my first ever anonymous answer. Anyway, I don't really know if there's a typical farting policy. I want to say passing gas, but they're writing farting, so I'm going to say like farting. Okay. I don't know if there's a typical farting policy. The manual didn't cover this the last time I checked, LOL. In our marriage, overt farting is considered gross and is held in low regard. I wonder if it was the man that stated that. I would expect that a woman saying that, but I wonder if the man was the one that stated that, came up with, okay, this is gross and it's held in low regard like that. I like when the men say things that typically women would be saying. So I wonder if he was the one that came up with that idea or that rule of it being gross and held in low regard like that. So, because that would be interesting. Now, it comes in for some opprobrium. I don't know how to pronounce that. What do you all think? How do you pronounce this? Opprobrium. You all saying you're Angelica coming. You're on here speaking Spanish and English. You should be able to pronounce that effortlessly. I can't pronounce it. When someone, he states, me most often lets one rip right out in the open. Of course, it's totally acceptable to fart in the bathroom, and so that's where it's to be done, except for one special case. In our match, it is possible to get a free pass, no pun intended, for the first fart of the day. The basis for this is the theory that the first fart of the day is not actually a true fart per se. It is rather a release of pressure, not a fart at all. See? It's okay if you don't really understand the distinction. It works better that way. Anyway, the thing is, you don't automatically get this free pass. You have to call it. You have to say the words pressure release, either just before, during, or immediately after what would otherwise have been the fart. So you can have a free pass for the first passing gas of the day, but you have to call it. You have to say pressure release before you do it, while you're doing it, or immediately after, like that. And then you can do it in front of your partner. But if you call pressure release, then it doesn't count as a fart, and it's acceptable. Even in the bedroom, he states, which in fact is where this most often takes place, being as it is the first fart of the day. In fact, you wait until you're up and about, and then call pressure release on a fart. It's a bit questionable because now we've been up for a while, and who's to say whether that was really your first fart of the day? Maybe it's just the first one that you think the other person is aware of and you're trying to get away with it. He's saying that you can't be up and all around the house eating breakfast. You've already cooked. You took the shower and gotten dressed. And then you want to just all of a sudden scream pressure release. Because he's like, does he know that that's the first time you passed gas that day? You've probably already been doing it and you just want a free pass so that you can do it in front of him like that. So the pressure release can even be in bed, he states. But in this case, you have to do it in a certain way. You have to flip the covers away, aim it out to the side away from the other person, then call pressure release and do it. I don't think you could rip one under the covers and call it a pressure release. Not that I've tried, nor would I want to, but I'm pretty sure it wouldn't work because that would be against the rules like that. Note, this only works for the first fart of the day. You can't just go around farting openly all day and trying to call pressure release on them. No, those are not pressure releases. No matter what you say, they are just farts. The other thing about the pressure release is that it should not smell. If it smells bad, then oh no, that was a fart, even if you legit call it a pressure release like that. So the first one, that when you get a free pass and you call pressure release, it can't have a smell to it because it's classified as a fart, excuse me. So it has to be actually passing gas, which is, I'm more comfortable with passing gas, saying it that way. Now, I have no idea where this routine of ours came from. It's just sort of developed over the years somehow. Well, I hope you enjoyed this example of one particular married fart policy, he states. Now, that's what he states. So you all, what do you all do? What do you all do? You just let it rip. The first time when you're in your marriage, when you're in your relationship, living in this house with someone, and the first time they ever did it in front of you, passed gas in front of you, what did you think? Oh, the first time you ever passed gas in front of them, what was the expression on their face? Were you embarrassed? Did you say, oops, I'm sorry? Like, what were you thinking? Okay, Travis states, I fart at will in front of my wife and kids. It's naturally nothing to be ashamed of. I think men feel more comfortable doing so. Most women would need to gravitate to the same level. It's intimate to share farts. That's what he states. Now, so what do you all think about that? Does your significant other just let it rip, you know, no matter what? And he's like, does he just like let it rip anywhere in the whole living room smells like past gas? Or are both of you in there just letting it rip and the entire living room is like smelling like past gas? Daryl states, I think married couples do fart, especially the husband, and they do fart loudly like that. So what do you all think about that? This anonymous states, I've never really had to have a conversation about a farting policy with any of my partners. The default assumption was that neither of us would go out of our way to deliberately fart in front of each other. But if one happened to slip out, it was just part of life. That's what she, this is a woman, but she's anonymous. So they did not go to allow some men, some of you would just not even have to pass gas, but to force yourself to pass it. For some reason, in front of your girlfriend, in front of your wife, for some, or in front of children, for some reason, force one out of you when one is naturally not coming. She's stating that her and her significant other, they don't deliberately do it, but she said, hell, if one slips out, it's just, that's just life, and you're just lost in the shuffle and caught up in it like that. Just go with the flow of the breeze. So, and she also states, I never quite get over the embarrassment of farting in front of someone, no matter how long or intimately I've known them. I think my fiancé find my mortification endearingly silly, as I'm far more forgiving of him when he slips, when one slips out for him. Okay. Fortunately, his inner child still thinks all farts are hilarious, because on a couple of occasions, I have accidentally farted at the worst possible moment. You know which one I'm talking about. Most guys will have reacted very negatively, but my boyfriend just spent 5 minutes or so laughing so hard that he was in tears before going right back to what he was doing. So they probably were having sex and she passed gas. Now, I would laugh. I would find that funny if my significant other passed gas, if we were in public in front of other people and it just slipped out. Nothing would be able to stop me from laughing. I would laugh so hard if he accidentally did that in front, like if we were public, he did it. And especially if it was quiet, the place that we were at, but people didn't. I would find that more funny than him passing gas in front of me and it's just me and him. I would just be cracking up about that. That would just be so funny to me. It would. Like, and I would be telling him, okay, don't be embarrassed. This is like highly funny to me. And I'm most definitely not embarrassed like that. So now, with him doing that, the worst, she states, the worst, she accidentally passed gas at the worst possible moment. You know which one I'm talking about. Most guys will have regretted very negatively, but my boyfriend just spent 5 minutes or so laughing so hard that he was in tears before going right back to what he was doing. After the second and last time this happened, I knew I had to marry him. He knew too much. It was either marry him or kill him before he could tell anyone. My last boyfriend, she states, though, was even more mortified by farting in front of me than I was farting in front of him, even after 10 years of the relationship. He would wake up in the middle of the night and run out of the room to avoid farting in front of me. If by chance one slipped out while he was sleeping deeply, he'd immediately wake up just enough to apologize to me. What do y'all think about that? Jay states, my wife never farts. I, as the decent husband that I am, fart for the both of us. Actually, that's not true. My wife farted once when she was sleeping. My farts wake me up every morning. It's like I have an internal alarm clock. When I do fart, I say, excuse me. There's no other rule required. My wife is not in the habit of putting her face near my rear end because that area is what is commonly called the danger zone. Some men are so funny and gross at the same time, but highly funny. Now I love men with a sense of humor, even though this is like highly gross. Okay. Now I'm happy to say that my son is following my lead. He's a tweet off the old fart. Actually, he's more than a tweet. Sometimes when he is busy playing or doing his homework and he has to go to the bathroom, he's trying to hold it in. Farts escape though. So he would be sitting there doing what he wants to do while his butt is playing on cello concert in G major. And we would be like, go to the bathroom. Now, when he's going to the bathroom unconsciously, his body gets ready to let go and he is trying to hold it in till he gets there. So the butt orchestra changes to toccata in fugu in D minor. I'm pretty sure I pronounced that wrong. I would say compared to him, I fought rather responsibly. like that. So he's like, his son is following in his dad's footsteps like that. So what do you all think about that? Do you all just let it rip in front of your significant other? You don't care anymore? How was it that I stated the first time that they passed gas in front of you? Suman states that her and her husband has been married for 6 years now. Both of us are pretty okay farting around each other. We are literally disappointed if it is not loud enough for the other one to hear. Oh, the pleasure of announcing it inside the car or in bed. Your spouse should be the last person to have a problem with you farting. Obviously, it is weird to even accidentally slip out a fart in office or a public area where the people might hear or smell it. But home should be a place where you can freely fart unless you have guests over. Long story short, don't hesitate to fart. Don't hesitate and fart away, she states. If they have a problem with it, they're not spouse worthy anyway. Because when I want to let her rip, I'm letting her rip like that. That's what she states. P.S. Not eligible for fake princess and princesses who might have an urge to show off their hygienic side in the comments. Too much farting can be an indicator of an underlying health condition. Please consult a doctor. You should be comfortable farting. Doesn't mean you should be doing it every minute or every single day. But when you want to fart, fart, and your partner is the best person to be farting around. That's what she states. Tyler states, I blame the dog whenever she farts, sometimes lolling, obviously. My blame the dog, not her farting. It always makes her smile. So he states when his wife or significant other farts, he just blames it on the dog, even though he knows it was his wife or his significant other. He's like, dog, you done did it again, like that. She usually smacks me and puts a pillow over her head when I do it or says, oh, God, babe. And rolls down the car window laughing. Why do men like to have you in small spaces then pass gas? My ex-husband would do that. We would be traveling or in the car and it would be cold and we would have the windows up and he would want to pass gas and think that that was funny. Either way, we don't consider it a big deal. We use the bathroom in front of each other too. And in fact, in our master bathroom, we never even close this door. I would use the bathroom in front of my ex-husband with the door open also. And while he was in the bathroom, I would be using it, number one and number two. But we had been married for 22 years, hell, like that. He had never used the bathroom in front of me like that. So it's just natural, she states. He states, my wife walks around the house naked all the time too. That's me. She was on the treadmill walking and running in the buff the other night. And I also told you all that I slept in the nude the whole entire time I was married. She was on the treadmill walking and running in the buff the other night. We hardly worry about a little normal bodily function between us. And why should we? We are incredibly physically intimate in every other way possible. Worrying about a fart would just seem silly. Now, so what do you all think about that? What do you all think about it? Greg states, my wife and I have been together for 18 years, married for 15, and yes, we definitely fart around each other. There's nothing funnier than a well-timed fart. Like I fart when she's on the phone to her mom so she'll crack up at an inappropriate time during the conversation. Or we'll crop dust one another when least expected. Crop dusting equals when you walk close past someone and fart as you breeze through crop dusting them with gas. Past one another, and when they're past people in public. As I stated, if my significant other did that, if we were at somewhere, and it was, especially if it was a quiet place, and the room was filled, and the people were quiet, like if I, like going to elegant places, if people were quiet and all stuffy, and you know, you're in there, it is elegant. I like going to those types of places, but still, I always think about if somebody just broke wind, and I heard it right now, I would just crack up laughing like that. And if my significant other was the one to do that and to break up this stuffiness, I would be trying to hold it in, because even if they didn't know it was him, but it was her, and people were like, look around, where did that come from, like that. Or even if they knew it was him, it would be so funny to me. So they call it cropping dust. Okay. He also states she could snap off some manly farts at times. However, outside our house is a different story completely. I always heard, not always me. Social etiquette prevails, of course. But in our own home and in our own company, game on. So they cropped us, I'm assuming, when they're passing one another like that. They'll leave one another with a potpourri package like that of fart, of past gas. He says, I just remembered the time I was deeply asleep and I woke myself up laughing heartily at my fart. Funniest thing was my wife was also laughing quite loudly, but was still soundly asleep. So what do you all think about that? Do you find it disgusting? I think it's disgusting and it's disgusting, and I also find it quite funny. I think it's like funny. I think it's quite funny, you know. Anonymous states, of course we pass Barrett, people pass gas in front of us. It's part of normal life. Get over it. We try to be considerate, though. Most of the time, sometimes you can even bond over farts. The other night, my husband of 37 years, this is a woman, and I were getting comfortable and trying to go to sleep. All of a sudden, he lets out a very loud fart. I paused a moment, then commented, we've been married too long. You didn't even try to mute that. About a minute later, he lets out another, much quieter, but still plenty loud, drawn out fart, then softly said, I tried. We laughed ourselves to sleep that night, she stated. So, what do you all think? What do you all think? Mary states, I think it all depends on how each one of you were brought up. My wife, so Mary is in a same-sex relationship, farts quite regularly, and I feel offended about it. I understand farting is a normal thing, and now she should fart, and know she should fart if she has to stay healthy, but still, I feel bad that she does it so irresponsibly. Like, all windows and doors are closed, and then she'll just blow gas all over the house, she states. And by the way, she is kind of a fat person. I'm quite skinny. My ex-girlfriend was average, and I never heard her fart for the 7 years we were together, except when she was deep asleep. This current one lets her shit out as though she were alone. And she even asked me why or whether I farted. So I find her becoming less attractive to me. We have no farting policy. I even wonder how we could still start talking about it, because it seems to me like it would all be targeting her because I rarely fart. Okay, that's what she says. So what do you all think about that? I know it's disgusting. You know, I know it's disgusting. I, in my marriage, didn't pass gas in front of my husband. I would hold it in like that. And then I would go to the bathroom or in another room and do it. But he would pass gas in front of me like all the time. He would think, and he would have those, what do you call it? Silent but violent, or the silent but deadly ones. He would have the silent ones would be the ones that I would like smell like that. So and he would think that it was funny like that. So and sometimes I would walk in the room where he was, and the whole damn room would smell like he had some type of, they had sprayed some type of fart air freshener. He would like be in there letting it rip, and the whole room would smell like damn past gas. Anonymous states, my parents fart all the time and don't even try to cover it up. I do it too, but usually I try to make it as quiet as possible unless there is a scenario where it can come off as funny. I know, but I find farts to be funny in the right place and time. If it really bothers you, you could try to ask them if they can push their farts out slowly so it doesn't come out as loud. That's what I would do. Because I don't want to be loud, so I like try to do, if I have to be around him and I can't escape the room and go somewhere else, I'll try to do it where he can't hear me like that. I have caught myself passing gas while I was asleep, though. So, I don't know. So, This person, Anonymous, also said, it sounds gross, but unfortunately, holding it in for too long can make you sick. And do you really want someone to feel sick because something sounds and sometimes smells bad for a few seconds? Another thing I do is I find it smells bad. If I find it smells bad, I let the other person know so it gives time for them to hold their breath and not take in the full hit of the smell. Now, what do you all think? Do you all just let it rip? Do you all just let it go? Do you and your significant other find it funny? You know, what do you all do? You all try to ease it out if you have to be in front of them? How do you all do it? She said, this person states that me and my partner do have rules about passing gas. Number one rule, stop farting around the whole house. Number two, don't make it obvious. Number three, don't show enjoyment, meaning don't laugh and don't act like you like passing gas like that. Number four, don't pass gas, don't fart, she states, in the company of friends or the wife's friends. Number five, no farting competition amongst spouses. That's the basic rules that me and my partner have as a couple about passing gas. So what do you all think about that? Until next time, thanks for listening. Bye.